It's refreshment time, folks.
This is where you fall down. Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Fatality. Choose your destiny.
You have a TV?
No. I just like to read the TV guide. Read the TV guide. You don't need a TV.
I bring money, you carry the bags. Or is that too complicated?
Friendship. Friendship. Again.
Mortal Kombat is not about death.
Finish him. Feel the power of
Toasty.
You suck.
Get over here.
Night Wolf wins.
Damn, you barbecued his ass.
It has begun.
Welcome to the Frog Brothers Podcast with your hosts, Justin and Alec.
Hello, and welcome to the Frog Brothers Podcast YouTube.
Hi, motherfuckers. I'm Justin.
I'm Alec. And we got some special guests, guys.
Yeah, like he's trying to do the G, Scoob.
Oh, let's get back to the mystery van.
So with us is our dear friend Edgar. He is our expert webmaster, web designer, knower of all things knowledgeable. And with us also is Nathan. Nathan likes to play Mario games. He likes long walks on the beach, and he likes long hair.
And he likes to party.
I got, like, every controller ready, you know? You just tell me... You just tell me where we're going.
With your long hair, it reminds me of like a gamer girl. Like I could tie you up with those.
With the mustache, it's kind of...
But to be fair, I'm going for that with my hair.
You don't know if you should be into them looking like that or not. You're like, oh man, maybe if we shaved that little mustache down a little bit. But I don't know, I kind of like it.
No. The mustache adds texture. It's good.
I don't call it a dick tickler for no reason.
he does kind of look like that one Backstreet Boy. I don't know which one he is, but... He's the one with the facial hair, and he would, like, tie his hair in a ponytail.
Bad boy, for sure. Him.
Yeah, the bad boy. There you go.
Right. I thought that guy was an all for one.
Probably was.
Old person.
Joke. I don't know.
I'm oldest here. I don't know. What's that?
You guys remember when Mortal Kombat came out back in the 1990s when y'all were still in diapers?
Me too.
Remember it. I love it. You already know this. People who know the show know that I love this. But like I'm like sitting here. I'm going to just do a little circle here. I've been playing Mario over here, by the way. But boom.
Yeah, look at that. You
know, I unplugged it. I just realized that's why it's not turned on. But, you know, obviously something of a subject matter expert over here.
Sub-Zero.
Oh, I'm going to drip on the water on the equipment.
Are those real icicles?
Yeah.
Outside and get some icicles?
Yes.
Those are authentic Sub-Zero made.
I love the commitment.
Yes. Yes. They grew on the wall outside smoking herbal supplements.
Weird. The ass when he was farting. And I don't really want to know what those are actually made of.
Well, that's why the first one is actually a milky white, you'll notice. And then yes. The other one. It's clear because the first one's the clean out and the second one's like the what's left, you know?
Yes.
Why am I dripping with goo?
We all know why you're dripping.
So we're here to talk Mortal Kombat, actually, you know, not my asshole. As appealing as it is.
As much as your nickname on the internet and your OnlyFans channel might be Alex Mortal Kombat Asshole, that's not the episode that we're talking about today.
Nope, sure isn't.
But the bicycles might appear on OnlyFans later, too. So keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Yeah, I'm going to sound with them.
I think that Edgar and I are your OnlyFans.
True.
That's probably.
This is.
We need to get shit popping off. I've been trying really hard to get the engagement going on your posts, you know. We need to get shit popping off. I think that, like, we need, like, a sweepstakes. So.
I would try to give shit.
I don't know.
Give it to you guys.
We didn't really. I like your Doc Brown toys. Can I get one of those?
Yeah, Alec never sent me anything. He never sent me anything.
I still have that stuff. You just need to deliver it now.
Yeah, I know you do.
But it's actually still at my other place, so you'll get it at some point. Believe me, it'll include some special OnlyFans photos.
So, print.
can I also quickly just interject? I have to say, I am a fan of the soundboard.
You do like the soundboard.
Good.
Okay. I think it's fun.
Good. Yeah. I think it's fun, too. There's not much I can do today with it. But, you know, you might occasionally hear something. I got a couple lined up.
He's got a few ready.
But anyway, this trailer, I didn't watch it till I woke up in the afternoon.
At like
that's how I roll.
3:30 or 4 o'clock.
No, that was when you got home and I was just getting out of the shower. I woke up more like 2:45 or 3 o'clock.
I can usually tell when Alec is awake by the time he has checked our group chat in Facebook for the podcast. It's like, oh, Alec saw that about 2:45. Means he must have got up because that's the first thing he does.
Everybody who's clicked on this for the Mortal Kombat talk is checked the fuck out.
<They're> like, I'm so sorry.
Mortal Kombat? Bullshit.
Do we want to do another? Start over and go right to it then?
No, I think it's great. I'm entertained.
Okay.
That's all that matters to me.
Well, we'll put a note in there. Like Mortal Kombat talk starts at however many minutes this is in right now.
Yeah, like 45 minutes.
Yeah, do one of those marker things.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like helping people find the clit, you know? It's all swollen right here in this click line. Click right there.
Toasty!
Yeah, that's it. That's the spot. So we're talking beautiful. Mortal Kombat. Everybody find Mortal Kombat is on the internet again today and the trailer drops. So do I look really weird when I'm talking like this? Because I think I do.
Alrighty then. so what did you got? What was your first impression of watching this trailer? Just the first watch. What was your feelings?
How are you feeling about it? Nathan, we'll cut to you. You're the guy on the scene.
Oh, well, I basically, it was like Christmas morning. So, I mean, that trailer exceeded my expectations. You know, simple as that. I've watched it now, I think probably, 10 times. And then the director's commentary, I've watched that like 5 times. So, I mean, it's just got me super, super excited. I feel like it assured me that this movie's going to be dope.
For sure. I was still in a daze when I watched it, so I had to watch it a few more times later in the day. But the first viewing, I was pleased, but like a lot of people on the internet, I'm still perplexed by the introduction of Cole Young and all that. I think that's his name, Cole. I at least know that's his name, but we'll have to see. I'm reserving judgment for all that, but that's still a concern, I guess.
When you hear the director's content or comments on that, you know, he basically says, you know, you need the everyman to basically tell the story through the audience's eyes. That's kind of the vibe you're getting there. But like deep down inside, I'm really hoping that that's just Johnny Cage in disguise or some shit.
Can I say really quick on that? I his justification on that makes no fucking sense to me. Cause it's like, any character can be that in that window at this point. I mean, if it could be Cole Young, it could be Johnny Cage, or it could be Liu Kang. There's no reason why you have to bring a new character to be that role, that Luke Skywalker, stranger in a fish out of water, you know, trope. But he's correct that he's just carrying on the tradition of, like, it's not like Mortal Kombat has just used the same 5 characters since the first game. So it's not like they've never introduced new characters. And on that front, I'm like, you know, that's cool. I can accept that.
I accept that reasoning also, but I also am just like, yeah, but you're also doing Mortal Kombat as in like one, which I'm not saying you have to just remake the fucking game story. Cause honestly, I don't care. I literally will just go watch. If I wanted that, I'll go watch the cut scenes from Mortal Kombat 9 or whatever, 11. I don't even remember what it is at this point. I don't fucking pay attention to the numbers anymore.
All right, Edgar, what were your thoughts on this thing when it dropped?
Well, I kind of went into this with like zero expectations. I really hadn't even, it was in the back of my mind that it was coming out. Didn't even know that it was coming out today, but I saw people posting about it, so I watched it and instantly was just super hyped about it. Like I even instantly went and grabbed my Switch and purchased Mortal Kombat 11. And it was on sale too. It was $14. So it was like meant to be.
Well, yeah. Oh, that means we need to get some combat action going here now. I didn't know you
had ready.
And then also my take on Cole and also other people's take is that he's like some descendant of Scorpion. And he has like the yellow tape in his fist when he's like getting ready to like cage fight.
Right, yeah.
And I kind of feel like there's a reason why that's yellow.
Yeah, I did see that in another person's video that I watched today, but he was also like trying to talk about Easter eggs and like a bunch of shit in there. And that's one of the things he mentioned. But then a lot of his talk was like, and there's also this statue, and you may notice it looks kind of like Shao Kahn. And I was like, oh God,
this guy. The statue that is Shao Kahn?
Yeah, and he didn't actually, there's a couple things in here that I thought that he didn't catch, and I was like, all right, I know I'm not like a fucking trailer goddamn genius or anything, but come the fuck on, dude.
That reminds me of this like subreddit I'm on called like Shitty Movie Details, and be like, and did you know that the spear is a tribute to the fact that Scorpion has a spear in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, it shows how he got the spear. You're like, no, I think he had that in, at his house there to start with. So.
Did you know that combat is actually spelled with a C, but Mortal Kombat is spelled with a K?
Yeah. But the secret is this movie's really Mortal Wombat, and all the animals are going to be anamorphic.
And all I've been waiting for that movie.
I know, so have I.
Someone should tell Ed Boon that should be the like feature in the next game. Like,
oh God, well, Edgar,
he froze.
Edgar, can you see Nathan? Is he?
And I'm here.
He's back.
Oh, there he is. He's
I'm
back.
Sorry.
Looks like my internet connection is as unstable as I am.
Oh, we'd have to ask your wife about that.
There's a couple things I noticed in here, though, after viewing this trailer in slow motion. Pausing it quite often.
Pausing often.
The first thing I think I noticed was Kitana's fan.
Fan.
Is on display on like a pedestal or something. Like
pedestal.
When there's a scene where Raiden is standing there and he like does he what it basically looks like is Raiden going, "You shall not pass."
You shall not pass.
And then there's like, you know, Earth's mightiest heroes behind him. Mightiest. And then there's a pedestal with just like Kitana's fucking fan blade sitting there. So you're like, "Ah, there's a thing." And then another thing I caught was Cabal. Cabal's in the fucking trailer. If you slow down enough, you can see, I think it's Liu Kang, but I don't even remember now who was fighting him, but it's, you clearly see his fucking hook swords. And if you go frame by frame, you can see a definite hook sword. And they've already announced that character being in the movie, so it's not like a stretch or anything.
Did you guys like the reptile character design?
Well, no, I feel like I didn't see reptile.
See, that's the thing. So, calls it reptile. It's not necessarily reptile, but there is like a dog, werewolf, reptile looking thing.
Oh, that?
That's a thing. And then there's also a scene where some invisible motherfucker starts appearing out of nowhere. I don't know who or what.
I kind of felt like those two were like two different things, maybe. Two different characters.
Yes, I mean, I'm not saying they are or aren't. I just, those are things I noticed. I don't think that the second one is reptile. But I think the first one gives me the reptile vibes from the first original movie where he's invisible sometimes, and obviously Reptile does that shit, so.
No, I just say reptile there because, you know, after you see the Liu Kang dragon fatality set up there, you know, with the fire dragon, I was just thinking that it looks like they're throwing some other things in there, and like he really didn't say anything about that scene when the director covered it in his take. So it was kind of like, oh, that was intentionally a blank moment in there. I mean, and it didn't look enough like Nightwolf or anything else to call anything out. I mean, not to say that there's...
I thought it was an animality. I thought, I was like, this is an animality we're seeing here, but
I was thinking reptile animality. So
see, I didn't animality. That kind of makes sense because it definitely looks like fucking, Evil Ed from Fright Night.
It does. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, is that Nightwolf going into like, turning into, I thought Nightwolf was turning into a wolf, but I don't know.
That would kind of make sense. I'd have to go back. I did grab some screen grabs of that, but I was like, I don't know what the fuck this thing is, but it is here. It is definitely.
I loved Liu Kang turning into the fire dragon though, because that's his fatal blow in Mortal Kombat 11. So that's one of a couple different references. There's also like Sub-Zero and Scorpion. We're jumping ahead, but that was another reference where, Sub-Zero turns the blood into ice.
Yeah.
Stabs the dude. Mm-hmm. And then slams him through a wall of ice. Both of those are fatal blows that you can do in Mortal Kombat 11. So I was like, it's just good.
I like how ballsy this trailer was, though. There's a few things they released, showing Jax's arms getting fucking frozen and ripped off by Sub-Zero. was pretty badass. Because, like, we all know he doesn't have his regular arms, right? Whether they're supplemental, like in some of the movies or some of the games, you know, there's some different lore that's inconsistent with itself.
Or whether they're just painted, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, when the director mentions the fact that Ermac takes his arms off in Mortal Kombat 9.
You froze again.
Yeah, here we go again.
God damn it.
And I was, by the way, I watched all the cutscenes today. I watched the trailer and I was like, fuck it. Let's watch Mortal Kombat 9 cutscenes in the background all day. So I just had that shit going on. But yeah, that's like the official canon is. But anyway, when the director mentioned that he was personally understood that Ermac was the one who took Jax's arms off in Mortal Kombat 9, that was kind of a big moment for me where I was like, this dude knows what the fuck he's talking about. Like, he knows the games. He knows the story.
Yeah, clearly he's invested in it, right? So I think it's going to be good. And then, you know, he did tell us flat out, like, there's some leeway and some stuff that he took just because, you know, they've done enough stories with this now over the years. They can just kind of pick and choose what's going to work best for this story. So it doesn't all have to be directly canon to any of the specific games. You know, some of it's just kind of broad. So,
yeah. Yeah,
and I definitely like how with like Scorpion and Sub-Zero, they like went into like their different clans, like look of how they like dress and that whole like Japanese lore on that side of things. That was pretty cool. Instead of making them all look the same and just have slightly different color.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you go back to the games, they did that strictly because that was easy to do, but now they've developed those characters so much. It's amazing to see how they've actually played those out. And I did like how they're talking about, what, Kung Lao's hat and how they had like 20 variations of the hat before they found one that fit right and sat right and looked right. So I thought that was pretty badass. Hearing that stuff, you know, makes you think that they're really trying to get the details right. So hopefully it'll be amazing.
I think that's the only things that I noticed on my pausing. But yeah, there's an interesting list of characters. And then obviously we see Goro in this motherfucking thing for, you know,
yep. Yeah.
Who is he fighting in that scene?
I have no idea.
What it looks like is like Jax is back because it looks like it's an all metal, like muscular exoskeleton for a back and arms. But then the head looks like fucking the head of that Cole character to me. So I don't know what's going on there. There's another scene where Jax is fighting a guy that looks like he also has metal arms or something. And I don't know what's going on there.
Mirror match. Yeah. Yo, they both picked Jax.
Right?
That's actually the plot of the movie, is that Cole is just playing Mortal Kombat at an arcade. And
yeah.
That's and the then, plot.
What's the character's name from Last Starfighter? He comes down and is like, you gotta play Mortal Kombat. you gotta help us fight these fucking guys.
So Edgar, how far have you been caught up with the games prior to this?
Honestly, I haven't kept up with the games too much since like 3.
Okay, so you're on the same page as me.
I played 10 a while back at one of those video game bars.
Oh, okay.
It was like very brief. But yeah, like me getting 11 earlier today, it wasn't even early. It was like earlier, like a few hours ago. And I like wanted to play it instantly, but it's like 20 gigs to download. And so it was like, it'd be like 3 hours. And so I just put it on the dock and I was like, I'll come back to it tomorrow.
I would have warned you to buy the physical copy because I downloaded it to the digital copy and that thing is a fucking beluga on my Switch, hey, dude. That
even
the physical copy is not $14.
I bought the
physical. I spent like over $100 on that game. Like the new game, and then every time the DLC comes out, I'm just sitting here suckling at Ed Boon's teat. Like, Oh, you're releasing the original skins from the original movie for Johnny Cage and Raiden? I'll pay $15 for that. Mm-hmm. Just all day long, all day. So I spent like over $100 on that shit. And now it's like $15.
I'd dime you for sure with the deal. I bought the physical copy when I got my Switch and picked it up. And then it was like, oh, but you need an SD card with at least 30 gigs available for this game. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, so why do you even have a physical copy release of this? Because it's not even all the game. Like, this is pointless to have the physical copy.
So I want to know, you know, at the end of this movie, you know, there's possibility that, like other movies, they're going to try to set up a sequel.
Oh, there's definitely, there's going to be sequels. Like they were.
Do you think that the sequel will jump right to Mortal Kombat versus DC, or save it for the third movie?
That's going to be a Zack Snyder cut here soon.
Right? Snyder cut. I just want to see Jared Leto get his head ripped off, you know,
yeah,
frozen and then ripped off.
Please no.
I think that would make a better second sequel. And then for the third one, you just don't do a third one.
Well, no, then, but for the third one, you need to do Mortal Kombat 11 with all the extra characters like RoboCop and the Terminator and everything else. Just go fucking crazy with it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I don't know, man. I don't know where they're going to take the movies. I'm super excited, though, because, you know, from what we can see in the trailer, you know, it sounds like, well, we saw Melina is in it. Mm-hmm. And if Melina is in it, that means Kitana is definitely in it, because Melina is Katana's clone.
And we've seen her blade, like I said, too. So that's like, she at least exists as a character in some form.
Yeah, and I think that that means that, like, they're really, you know, based on everything we've seen, it seems like they're really paying close attention to the lore, right? So we're going to understand the Edenian princes and the princess and, like, the whole region of Edenia and all that stuff that goes on with Sindel. And then, you know, obviously we got Outworld and, yeah, so they could really just keep this shit going. I mean, I don't think this is going to be the only movie. The question is, how far into the plot does this movie go?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, because
you
set up these Easter eggs even for characters that may not appear in this, but you're still setting them up for later, because obviously in Mortal Kombat, you have to kill off characters permanently, right? There's just no way around it. So there's certain things that need to be done for the story.
Well, I think, yeah, what he's also meaning too is, like, you know, in the original Mortal Kombat movies, the first one pretty much covers the first game. The second movie is sort of a combination of the second game and third game, but more the third game, way more the third game, but it's like it has elements from the second one as well. But it would be interesting to see, like, if this movie encapsulates the first two games, just the first game, mainly story-wise, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. It's interesting. Because there's characters clearly from further on in the story, but it's not like you have to be, you can't be like, Melina's in the first one, I'll come at movie, I'll kill somebody, she has to be in the second one.
Well, people will freak out if Melina is not in the Mortal Kombat movie. I don't know if you've...
Well, yeah.
Well, I follow the fucking community around Mortal Kombat, and people are some great fans and have been super supportive of, you know, Mortal Kombat, people are going to be watching this, but have been super angry for some Melina to come out, so... So, I mean, I think that they were like, they probably had the movie done. And then they were like, fuck.
Melina. Any fan community, you're going to get that in, though, right? Because everyone has, like, their idealized version of something, and it's, like, super disappointing when it's not your vision.
But yeah, let me tell you, Ghostbusters fans and Star Wars fans are some of the nicest and also worst human beings I've ever met.
Yeah, it just depends on the day. It depends on, like, if it's something, yeah. So, I mean, everyone's going to have their take on it. Like, to me, I'm optimistic about this movie. I'm excited to see it. We've all lined out that here in town, we're going to go out on April 16th and see it at the Screenland Armor here. So we're going to have a fairly large group there, probably. Hopefully we'll max out the theater capacity at that point for them there and be at a local trusted theater.
I need to put together a cosplay for that.
Well, we're all going to be wearing masks. So, I mean, I've got some foam. We could easily cosplay some ninja masks.
I mean, you got the ice already.
Yeah, all we got to do is put that in the freezer for a couple months. It's melting up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we're probably going to end up just watching it here because, I mean, we got it ready to go. So, you know, but...
I'm not going to say that I'm not going to watch it here. I mean, just the nice thing about with the HBO Max is that we can go support an independent theater and then come home and watch it as many more times as we want before we review it, decide if it's good or not.
So we didn't really even talk about Sung.
Yeah, like we don't really know who's the big baddie.
Any thoughts on him?
He's young.
Yeah, I think this is going to mostly like revolve around Scorpion and Sub-Zero, especially with it going in the, like, you see him in the origins before he dies, and then you kind of see him getting resurrected and like that, you know, the whole, his whole body being ablaze, being resurrected, and all that.
Yeah,
I kind of think that this is how it's all going to be driven, is that way.
Yeah.
And Sub-Zero is going to be the bad guy.
Yeah, that's how the movie's going to open. So I think you're really going to see that. And now Shao Kahn may be directing Sub-Zero in some way or form, or manipulating him or something. But
I think he'll show up at the end and go, "You pathetic fools, I've come for your souls." But, you know,
don't mind Alec Clip.
So the way that it works in the this pissed me off so much in the original movie was how they had, you know, Shang Tsung was like Sub-Zero and Scorpion were just like his henchmen.
Yeah.
And he's just like, slaves to my command. And it's just like, yeah, that you may as well have just fucking, I mean, they blew it, dude. They blew like one of the most important elements of the whole series. And obviously here, they're not going to do that. So yeah, the way that it works actually, I believe, is that in the original story, the Lin Kuei are assassins for hire, and they're hired by Outworld and by Shao Kahn and Shang Tsung, are working for Shang Tsung. And then Scorpion is, Hanzo Hasashi happens to be at the tournament as well, but he's not on the side of Outworld or anything. He's on the side of just, you know, Earthrealm. He's really just in it to kill Bi-Han.
Yeah, he's just out for revenge.
Yeah, and the director clearly stated that this is not Kuai Liang, who is Sub-Zero's brother. This is Bi-Han.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that there's not two actors playing Sub-Zero kind of tells you that they're not going to go super far into the story here, because they're not going to get to the part where Bi-Han is dead until probably the end of the movie, when I'm guessing Bi-Han gets killed.
Right. And then we'll see at the end. At the end of the trailers, we'll see Sam Jackson come in and bring them all together for the sequel.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here for the initiative.
Oh, yeah. Tony Stark.
Actually, this might be the best superhero movie that fucking Warner Brothers has ever made.
I mean, to be fair, Batman 89 exists.
Yeah. But I mean more recently, with competing with the MCU, the DCU. I think this, hopefully this,
oh, I wouldn't call it competing.
Well, no, it's
any thoughts on Kung Lao? He looks dope in this trailer.
Oh, okay. I love Kung Lao, man. He's my dude.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see him in this. The way the costumes look in this are really great. Kung Lao and Liu Kang specifically were like, their outfits are great. Obviously, Scorpion and Sub-Zero look pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, and you know what else is great is that Raiden isn't just some crusty-ass old white dude in this trailer. You're like, oh, okay, cool. We're not going to go that trope.
He's not like the guy from Highlander?
No.
There can be only one!
It's my new look!
Oh, man.
Fucking shave.
I love the original Raiden, though. You know that you can... He's like, you can literally make Raiden in Mortal Kombat 11 look like him.
That's amazing. The first one, yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, I got that.
I don't think so.
I got the DLC games.
Mortal men and women.
And in the second one, he like completely has a deep voice. He's like, I'm Raiden with a short haircut, and I'm going to kick you in the scrot.
But it's more like he also smokes a lot.
Yeah, he smokes 10 packs a day and has dropped his balls and can't pick them up anymore.
I play an angry cop in the second Fast and the Furious movie. I don't have to take this from you.
Yes, you do.
That's about the only two roles I can think of from that and Highlander. I think he's in some other shit, though. I'm sure.
Raiden from the second one, he's in Pineapple Express. And
very beginning, yeah.
Yeah, he's always like, illegal!
One-liner.
Oh, that's great.
And he's also in Girl Next Door, which I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but that movie is surprisingly great. If you should watch it, Girl Next Door.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm just disappointed that this movie doesn't have Cyrax in it.
I mean, you don't know that it might not have,
I know,
like,
I'm just being a fucking asshole. That's what we do around here.
Well, here's the thing. Cyrax could very well be in this movie in a human form or something, just like hanging out at the tournament. Never know. He might just be shown. They might not do anything with any of those other characters.
I mean, foreshadowing.
Because honestly, you don't need to do anything like that, because I'd rather them focus on the current characters and try to give us more of that, as opposed to being like, look.
I don't know. That might turn out to be Cole.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, but Cyrax is black, so it kind of goes for me.
So speaking of Cole, I know what, and when I talked to Alec initially, the first thing that he didn't bring up, but what really fucking triggered him was the goddamn fucking Mortal Kombat dragon scar or tattoo or whatever the fuck it is. He's like, God damn it, they did that Mortal Kombat 2, the movie. And I'm like, ah.
Annihilation.
Like, that's a kick in the scrot there. Like, you build your expectations up and you're like going up the roller coaster and you go down the hill and you're like, oh, we're going to die now.
A lot of people are talking about the similarities between this film and Mortal Kombat Annihilation from 1997. For example, the tattoo plot is in that movie and there's no Johnny Cage.
Hold on. So is there no Johnny Cage in this movie at all?
There is no cast announced of him yet. There is nothing in there. There's nothing shown. The director, I don't think, has come out and said, hey, there's no Johnny Cage in this. Fuck you, man. But you never know. I mean, hopefully, like Justin said, maybe Cole is Johnny Cage. I mean,
Cole is a cage fighter, so.
Exactly. An MMA cage fighter, right? That would make sense. Johnny Cage. Mm-hmm. Is that where he gets a stage name in this? Does he stunt cock it up and then he gets a Hollywood career after this first tournament?
No, because you can tell that he's too neutral of a character. That's kind of that's probably why they didn't put Johnny Cage at front and center of, you know, because Johnny Cage is such a unimaginable bastard. You know what I mean?
On the internet that just wants fucking attention. Bastard. Like, look at my tits. Look at my ass. Look at me fight. Look at me now.
So if they were to cast Johnny Cage, who would you guys want to see as Johnny Cage?
Alec?
No, that'd be awful.
I know. He'd just be high the whole time.
I would just be like, yo, is this the line for the boat?
Those were $500 sunglasses, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough call.
Alec wouldn't say $500. He'd be like, these were $5 sunglasses, man.
No, it'd be exactly like if Matthew McConaughey, circa Dazed and Confused, played him. Be like, hey, man, you got any sunglasses?
I got $5.
You got $500 sunglasses?
I don't know who I would want to play Johnny Cage. I would just want, you know, because he's based on Jean-Claude Van Damme. So
yeah, I don't have necessarily, but.
No, and with the rest of the cast not being like super well-known, you know, a cast and crew, right? I don't think it's like something you're going to think like, okay, this cast, we know them from somewhere else, so. I think you'd be better off finding someone that just has.
There's one or two people in there that I do know from other places.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's like they didn't try to go out and get like all like.
Well, they didn't get. Yeah, they didn't get A-list people. These are like a lot of them are TV actors who've been in like drama shows. Some of them have been in.
Well, and they're skilled for the roles they have, right?
Other foreign films, for that matter, too.
That they're gonna have like Tom Cruise come out, like pull a full gold member moment, you know. And like he's gonna be Johnny Cage, and he's just gonna come out like, "Yeah, baby."
Only if they show him on the little box to try to be taller, so he's not feeling emasculated by being a tiny man in front of women and other actors.
Tom Cruise is not emasculated by shit. All right, that dude is doing like badass stunts. Don't knock the Cruise.
And they always put him on a box to make him look like he's taller.
I know he's a short dude, man, but you know what? He's clear. And not only is he clear, but he's also doing crazy shit, which I don't know. I'm not like a super Tom Cruise fan. I'm just saying. He's a
Scientologist, so, I mean, the crazy shit.
You know,
versus the crazy shit he does behind the scenes has got to be fun to watch.
But it would have to be like a big actor to play Johnny Cage. I think that like if everyone was going to be like unknowns, it'd be super meta to have like a big, well-known A-list actor play Johnny Cage.
Kevin Spacey is Johnny Cage.
I feel like Kevin Spacey would be better off playing a Catholic priest in a movie about childhood abuse, but that's just me.
We're a little on the nose there with that fucking joke. Jesus.
That guy's a terrorist.
Just not in the eye. No, I don't know. John Candy is Johnny Cage. I wish I could have seen that.
You mean his corpse?
No.
You're going to dig him up and have him be a skeleton?
I said I wish I could have seen that.
Remember me? I'm John's hand.
All right, yep. That's clever. I won't lie. Anybody got anything else?
Ignorant to say? Because we can talk all night.
Sonya, fascinated. She's clearly taking a little bit of a main role here, too, because a lot of her voiceover is in this fucking trailer. So it almost seems more like Sonya than Cole, which honestly, I'd be fucking cool with that. But you
seems
know.
Like she's telling Cole all this because they come and find him. So
yeah, probably. Yeah. She's the special ops and, you know, Cole's the fish out of water. And then she's the one who's going to be like espousing all of the plot.
Fuck. I just hope this is a remake of that mermaid movie with,
Splash?
Yes, with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Fish out of the water. Every time you say that, I just think of that movie. I don't know why.
That's what Cole is, man. But you know what? I have to ask this question as a series fan, is that are we going to get Cole in the next Mortal Kombat game?
No, he's going to be DLC for the current game.
Oh, he's totally going to be DLC, dude.
Yeah, I guarantee you that the way they've been running this game engine, they like this game engine. All these characters will probably be DLC.
Yeah, I know. I see you going for the. I was about to say they're probably going to do like skins for these characters based on the movie too. I would imagine.
It's pitiful how much money I've spent on Mortal Kombat 11, man. But and I'm seriously thinking about buying that shit again. On like someday, I want to get a PS5, and I've been talking to my brother about like, you know, because the goal is that we're going to both get PS5s eventually. And I've been sitting here talking to Matt. I'm like, man, you down to buy Mortal Kombat 11 again? Like, and he's like sitting here like, no, dude, I'm waiting for 12. I'm like, okay, but I've spent too much.
Does it make you happy?
Mortal Kombat 11 makes me fucking happy. That is the best game.
Well spent, unless it pisses your wife off.
No, she loves it too. She's super excited for this movie as well.
There's no negatives here. I see nothing negative about this situation for you.
Yeah.
And if you buy another system, it's just like buying your favorite movie on a different format. Yeah, you got the VHS, but I mean, now you've got 4K, so you got to get everything in between to be a completist.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really just doing yourself a favor.
So basically, if you're ever on the fence on spending money, just call Justin, and he'll convince you that's going to be more worth
debt. Yeah, I don't think there's another podcast we frequent called Yes Have Some Podcast. They're mainly Ghostbusters themed, but also pop culture, very similar to things we discuss, but they're a little more PG-13/R-rated, while we like to think of ourselves more of as R X-rated. But they also like to buy things in great excess more than us.
Yeah, they
I feel like it's rubbing off on Justin because he's like, yeah, fucking do it. Fucking spend it, dude. Do it.
Yeah, well, it's somebody else's money. I'm fine with that. I'm happy to
He's
help.
Living vicariously through your wallet.
Yes. Because the last I haven't bought anything super or super fun besides podcasting stuff. So that's what I've been buying. Microphone.
I haven't bought. I've just been buying. I've just gotten an excessive amount of Mario games. You know, I mean, this is where I live right now. I'm on. I know that you guys got this too, but I'm on like Mushroom World, and that's basically. I don't know. I think I'm on the special worlds at this point. So I've gone through the first 8 worlds and. Now I'm on the special worlds. And can I just quickly say, I just got to say, this game is aces, okay? This is aces. I fucking love this game.
Yeah,
it is a 3D Mario game made like a 2D Mario game. It's perfect. I can't believe how much I love this game.
Yeah, Pete already beat Bowser.
So I still need to go to Best Buy and pick up my copy. I bought it. But we've had, you know, snow and all this crap, and so it's just been sitting at Best Buy. I just need to go get it.
Oh, I had to have it. I had the kids over for the weekend that it came out, and so I had to have it for Pete because he knew it was coming out. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is where we're at now. He already knew. It's good stuff.
Well, I think we've let this drag on long enough.
So, anyone who is here for Mortal Kombat probably got a solid 3 minutes.
Finish him. We didn't talk about Kano at all.
Well, we did not talk about Kano.
I kind of hate Kano, so I don't really care. It's up to you guys. Go ahead.
To me, it looked like poor man Cyclops in this, but that's just me. And like he looked like a dirty Australian. And not that Australians are all dirty, but I mean, he just looks like an Australian who happens to be dirty.
He looks like if
he is dirty.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. But Kano always, all Kano is supposed to be like that. But his character like is the incarnation of leather underwear that you never change. And you and then you take it off and you smell it, and that's what he smells like. Like you wear them every fucking day for a year through the summer.
You're sick, man.
Walking to the arcade to play Mortal Kombat.
Kano's that guy that you love to hate. Go ahead, Edgar.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I like Kano. It's just, yeah, I have this list of characters here that I saw from the trailer, and that was like the one that we didn't cover at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am a big fan of Kano. He is the character that will not die in the actual games, and I mean, he's just the asshole that keeps shit moving. I think that without Kano, the games would actually not work, because he's always in there in every story fucking shit up. And he's super, super salty and super, he just always seems to get away with it. Yeah. And he seemed like he was super funny, and we did not talk about that. I'm glad you brought Kano up, because
we did not address
that he does his Mortal Kombat 1 original, the like original most famous fatality, which is the heart rip. And you see it in the trailer. He's got the fucking heart in his hand, and I saw that shit, and I was like, this movie, it knows what I want. You know, it really tugs at the heartstrings.
That's fucking sick, but I love it.
That's not the only thing it tugs at.
Well, we all know what Nathan did.
I know. Oh, dude. Yeah, first step was, you know, changing my pants after I saw that trailer.
Yeah, that's about all.
I pooped them.
Let us know what you guys think in the comments here on here. Do we get it right? Are we stupid? Do you hate us? Do you love us? Do you want to marry Nathan for his beautiful hair? Do you want him to be
post your memes?
Yeah.
Smash that subscribe button. Hit the notification icon.
Yeah. Hit the notification thing so you don't miss any future episodes, bro, man.
And tell us what your favorite Mortal Kombat is. And someone hop on the comments. I'm going to comment. And someone hop on the comments and talk to me about Mortal Kombat, because I want to talk about it. And I think that we should, as a group here, since we all have it, I'm going to throw it on. I'm fucking throwing the gauntlet down right now, live on this internet thing, that we need to play some Mortal Kombat 11 online. Because I hear tell that all three of us have the fucking game. And so...
All right.
Get dunked on.
Set up
I haven't even played it, but yeah, sure.
We can practice. All get online on Sunday and get some time in.
Yeah. Every time I talk to someone, you know, I got another friend who's like that too. He's like, well, I'm going to practice. You know, I'm like, he's been saying he's going to practice for like 6 months. I'm like, dude, I practice by playing my brother. Like, that's, we got practice by, you know, practice by letting me kick your ass. I'll enjoy it.
The last time Alec and I practiced Mortal Kombat together, we were drunk on a cruise ship.
No, that's true.
That's the last time we got into a physical altercation, so that's been a while.
I'll always blame you for that. We've told that story on this podcast like two or three times, though.
It's a classic, though. You got to go for it.
We never talked about Scorpion's Revenge either, and I know that we're wrapping it up, but I just wanted to quickly say that this is a very good year to be a Mortal Kombat fan.
It is.
Mm. Yeah, we never, I actually still haven't watched that one, but they've also, I don't know, they've just released so much Mortal Kombat stuff over the years that like, I'm itching to like watch all of Mortal Kombat Conquest. And I've actually gone back and watched like an episode or two of the animated series and been like, oh no, don't do this. That's bad idea. But I had fond memories of it when I was a kid. But Conquest, there's things in it that I still want to go back and watch. If you remember that series, the old 90s live action Mortal Kombat show that was, it was like a season or two, maybe at most.
It was like one season. I don't think I ever watched any of it, to be honest.
It ended up having Quan Chi in it and shit. I think that was his first appearance too.
Quan Chi and shit. Like he's got a little turd on a leash that he takes with him everywhere.
You're goddamn right. He had a big lunch.
Lots of fiber.
If he does kicks, he's going to be a soccer player. Alrighty, guys. Well, thanks for joining us for some Mortal Kombat chat, along with some about 20 minutes at the beginning of butthole talk.
Same shit you expect from us.
Yeah.
All the time.
Surprisingly, we didn't talk about anybody's cocks or assholes that's in this movie. But...
Alec will, once he's seen it.
Yeah. It has me wondering now about Scorpion's asshole and if it's like flaming, like it feels like he ate a ghost pepper earlier in the day always, or what, you know, like,
does it burn for
yeah, what if he, it's like if you eat hot wings and then you go and you later piss or something, you're like, holy shit, I just burned my schlong off, you know what I mean, like
you freeze it off.
These are the deep questions. These are the deep questions that
your friend has an unhealthy obsession with superhero genitalia, superhero sex organs, superhero sexual organs.
Good night, everybody.
I mean, if we're gonna, yeah,
we're ridiculous.
These are my dinner guests, the Frog Brothers. Frog Brothers. These are my dinner guests, Frog Brothers. Frog Brothers. These are my dinner guests, the Frog Brothers. Frog Brothers. These are my dinner guests, Frog Brothers. Frog Brothers.
Shut this off. Shut these all off.